Sean Strickland defeats Khamzat Chimaev, reclaims title in shocking UFC upset. By Dylan Gwynn on May 9, 2026. Sean Strickland found himself in a familiar position Saturday night, that of an underdog seeking the UFC middleweight crown, and he ended the night in a familiar fashion, wearing the UFC middleweight championship belt. Strickland earned a split decision victory over the previously undefeated champion Khamzat Chimaev in front of a packed house at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. The week leading up to the fight had been marked by unprecedented trash talk between the fighters, punctuated by a scuffle at the face-off on Friday, when Chimaev kicked Strickland in the groin. The level of tension between the fighters prompted UFC officials to deploy a platoon of security officers to keep them apart before the fight. Shockingly, though, the two rivals touched gloves before the fight commenced. But that was to be the last unexpected event to occur for some time. Chimaev, arguably the best wrestler in MMA, took Strickland down early, as many expected, leaving the American in a fight for survival type situation, as he used the cage as leverage while fighting Chimaev's hands to avoid choking attempts. Strickland's fight for survival consumed the entire first round, and it appeared the Chechen had every intention of making the Californian endure a similar struggle in the second. However, the challenger made good use of his formidable takedown defense and snapped a series of jabs that kept Chimaev at bay. Ringside announcers Joe Rogan and Daniel Cormier were stunned at Chimaev being put on his back for an extended period of time for the first time in his career. That performance won Strickland the round on all the judges' scorecards. The former champ would win again in the third when Chimaev abandoned his takedown attempts and decided to engage Strickland on his feet. Strickland won again. However, Chimaev found his second wind in the fourth round and relentlessly attacked a visibly fatigued Strickland, first with fists and kicks, and then with more of Chimaev's renowned takedowns. Strickland would survive again but would emerge not only fatigued but badly bloodied from a broken nose that seemed to make him more hesitant and defensive. With Chimaev the clear winner of rounds 1 and 4 and Strickland the winner of rounds 2 and 3, it would all come down to the fifth round. The fifth saw more of the same, with Chimaev scoring takedowns. However, Strickland landed several big shots, and Chimaev's face started showing signs of the beating as blood streamed down his face. A close round that could have gone either way. But when Bruce Buffer read the judges' scorecards, he revealed that two of the three judges had given that fifth round to Strickland, making him once again the UFC middleweight champion of the world. In his post-fight interview, Strickland apologized for his excessive trash talk during the week while praising his opponent. "I apologize to my American fans, my Muslim fans, and my Christian fans," Strickland explained. "I took things too far. I admit it. I respect all of you. I should have been a better example." Talk of the rematch began as soon as the fight ended. But UFC President Dana White revealed in the post-fight presser that Chimaev told him he no longer wants to fight at middleweight and wants to move to light heavyweight.